The White House report.
The government shutdown is over 3 days, but we had not seen the president. We heard about Stephen Miller, his senior advisor, as well as Chief of Staff John Kelly. But we did not see President Trump. Well, what was President Trump doing while the shutdown was happening and negotiations were going on? Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
We've put out a number of readouts. He's had several different calls, both with members on the Hill. He has met with a number of his cabinet to manage the shutdown. That was a big priority for the president, was making sure that this was well managed and that it wasn't, as Director Mulvaney calls, weaponized as it was in 2013, and making sure that as we could make the impact of the shutdown have as little effect on Americans as possible. That's been a big priority for the president. I think that it certainly went much smoother than it has in the past. But also, the president was putting pressure and standing firm on exactly what he was willing to do and what he wasn't. And it very clearly worked, because we're back where we basically started on Friday. And the Democrats have now allowed this to move forward. Hopefully, the House will move this through quickly, and it'll be at the White House for the president to sign. And then we can start immediately on discussions on immigration reform.
The next move for the president is to work with Congress, both Republicans and Democrats, on efforts to figure out what to do for a permanent fix when it comes to immigration reform. On the table for Democrats, a path to citizenship, but on the table for the president and the White House, a merit-based system, which some consider to be racist. April Ryan, AURN News.